Welcome to the Parallel Entrepreneurship Podcast. We are your hosts, Anna and Klaus Christensen, founders of Apparel Entrepreneurship, your go-to source for running and growing a successful, meaningful apparel brand. Each episode will give you hands-on tactics and practical strategies about everything apparel entrepreneurship. You'll also hear inspiring conversation with apparel industry experts and entrepreneurs about their tips and journeys in this fast-paced industry. Today, we're going to talk about a very important topic that many of you struggle with, that many of you have tons of questions. You send in your questions weekly about this topic. Today, we're going to talk about what to write about on your website, on your blog. And we are Anna and Klaus Christensen from Apparel Entrepreneurship. We're super glad to have you here. Thank you so much for listening and for tuning in. And yeah, today we're going to give you some actionable tips and tactics on what to write about on your website. And before we do that, we have two shout-outs. Your shout-outs, guys, and our shout-outs to you, but your reviews and your ratings mean so much to us. So we're going to take two shout-outs that we loved. So keep sending them in.
And when you rate us and review us, just take a screenshot and send it to us, and we will give you a shout-out here on this podcast.
So the first one is from Tana Kamrat from Creation and Craft. Was listening to your podcast on my way to a fabric fair. It helped a lot. You guys are like my professional spirit animals. We love that. Your spirit animals. What's your spirit animal, Klaus?
I am not too sure.
We haven't really checked our spirit animals yet. We'll get back to you when we have. And the second shout out is to Mac. He's the founder and designer of Mac's Project. And he says, just wanted to reach out to let you know that I've been loving your podcast and have been absolutely blazing through the episodes to catch up. I wanted to say thank you for providing all of this value for those of us who don't have a lot of expandable income. Your podcast has been giving me amazing actionable steps for me to take each day. I'm extremely grateful for all of this free content. Thank you so much. Look at my arm. It's like I have goosebumps. You guys, you're fantastic. And thank you so much for your reviews and for your very kind words.
Yes, thank you again.
So, Klaus, what are we going to talk about?
As you said, we're going to talk about what you could talk about on your blog and why you should have a blog on your website and why it's useful for you.
And this is a burden for many of you because you guys, when you ask, we've probably have the same question, but it's rephrased in like 20 different ways. It's more like, oh, I'm so stressed. I'm overwhelmed. I don't know exactly what to write about. I don't know anything. What do I bore people with my comments, with my content, with whatever I have to say? How much should I share? It's like all these questions.
And also what we can address already now from the start is that people ask us, when should I start the blog? Especially if you're just starting out your brand. And the answer is from the start, day one. And you don't need your products in order to start your blog. The first reason why you should have a blog is to just connect with your audience and your target customers. So you don't have to talk about your products. You can talk about your values, your missions. The idea is that they should get to know you. Who are you? Who is this brand? So that's the main purpose of the blog. So there's so much you can talk about. And we're going to get into more detail later in this podcast, what exactly you could talk about that's not about your products.
Yeah, and it doesn't matter if you're a startup or if you're an established brand, you should always write the blog. If you don't have one, please start. If you're a startup, awesome. Even start before you're ready, like Klaus said. But if you're an established brand, then you should absolutely start one.
Yes, yeah. There are a few more reasons besides the connection part. And one other reason is that you want your customers, your audience, to stay on your website. It should be interesting to be there. And this also shows Google and the search engines that this is an interesting site. They can see how long your visitors are staying on your website. So by having a blog and you present your stuff on there, they stay longer. on your site. And then another reason is for your SEO. When you blog...
What's SEO class?
That's search engine optimization. And that's what makes the search engines find you. And basically, since you're blogging about stuff that's relevant to your brand, Google and Bing and the other search engines, they're just gonna notice that, okay, these, when they type in a search word for, sustainable dresses, they're gonna find, okay, this website has a lot of information about sustainable dresses. So they're gonna pop your dress up in the search results and gonna show you there. So for SEO reasons, it's a really good thing to start out early with this. And another reason is just kind of for pre-sale reasons. Let's say you're about sustainability. Then you can talk about sustainable topics, sustainable materials. And obviously later on, you have products that address these topics. So you don't really say, come and buy my products, but you're warming the audience up for things that are relevant to your product.
Exactly.
And then later on also, it's a perfect place to address objections proactively. So you can talk about, common objections that your customers have for buying your products. You can address them yourself already before they come to the point of buying, and then that's taken away.
Yeah, it kind of ties into educating your customers, because they might not know your values or your mission or whatever the reason why you're doing it. And also they might not know of a certain material that you're using. They might not know of a certain fit that you're using. So it's all these details that matter a lot that could be the reason of buying for your customer. So it's not just like, yeah, what should I write? I need to put some stuff there, blah, blah, blah. No, it's about educating your customers and making them to want more from you.
And when you create your brand and your collection, you have all these ideas in your head why you're using certain techniques, certain designs that are important to you. But your customers, they don't know that yet. So you have to tell them, educate them. Okay, these are things that I find important, and that's why I'm using them in my brand, in my collection.
And you guys know we've talked about this before, the 7 touch points that you need to have with your customers marketing-wise. So and your blog is one of the ways. Your website, yes, with your products, but the blog is a second. And your social media, maybe you're on YouTube and all this. So it's a way for you to inform your customers and keep them to come back.
Exactly. It's a good reason for them to come back. If you do this every week, for example, then you train your audience to come back every week to look on your website. So it's another reason for them to come back. And in the end, that's what you want. If you sell online, you want them to come to your website and buy your stuff there.
Yeah, and maybe if they're reading about some, trip inspiration, and you're like, oh, look, and here I have 3 new shirts that you could buy and bring with you on your next trip. That's how it's working.
You're also often asked about how often should I blog? And again, it's about training them to come back to your site. So if you blog once every 6 months, that's what you tell your customers. You don't have to come back for another 6 months until to see your next blog post. But if you're posting, let's say every week, that's a good frequency, then you train them. Okay, there's something new. They want to come back and see and read about this because they know you're putting stuff out.
Of course, it depends on your capacity and it depends on your team. How big is your team? How much time do you have? How much time do you want to allocate for this? But yes, it will increase your traffic to your website the more often you post. I mean, of course, it's logical. The more often you post, the more often people are going to come to look for your content. And accidentally or, happen to see your products and, oh, let me buy this because I find this cute. And also they're going to come back next time. And all of a sudden you might have new products and they might buy that one as well.
So in general, Anna, what could you blog about? What's good at topics to talk about if you don't want to talk about just your products?
Okay, so first let's talk about lifestyle. In your lifestyle, of course, as Klaus mentioned earlier, everything that you post about needs to tie back into your products, whatever range they have, and your target customer lifestyle. And it can be whatever, but as long as it has the same, your content has that specific target customer in mind, it's fine. Then you can blog about everything related to lifestyle, travel, interests, art, food, all that. It is still related and relative to the lifestyle, but also in the end, it's related to your products. So talk about travel destinations where, let's say you have a dress company. Talk about travel destinations where your dresses would be perfect to wear. Maybe talk about activities. Activities your customer could do in those dresses, or places they could go to in your dresses. Can you talk about some artists that has inspired your choice of, I don't know, prints for your dresses? So you see, everything we mentioned relates back and kind of comes back to that. To your product and to your target customer. Maybe you have some food tips or snacks that would be perfect to bring on an activity that you're doing when you're wearing those dresses. You can talk about, I don't know, if your dresses are all about print, talk about print history. So there's tons of things you can talk about.
And you can also talk about your company and your brand, your values and your mission. This is your chance to just tell your customers who you are, who you are about, what's important to you. You can talk about, again, we talk about a lot about sustainability because that's really a hot topic now, 2019, and it's going to be even more relevant. And you can talk about that. You can talk about the quality, what's quality to you, why you have started your brand, what you want to deliver with your products, what's a problem you're trying to solve with your products and brand. And how will people feel when they're wearing your stuff, your products? You don't even have to show them your products. It's all about the values, the mission, and the things that are important to you.
And one thing you guys have to remember, and something that you guys comment a lot, it's like, oh, because when we say this to our customers, like, but how much should I reveal? How much do I have to say everything? And you guys remember, next in a couple, like in a month, it's 2020. Transparency is huge. The biggest brands, the most successful brands, have transparency very high up into their priority. So the more you talk about, the more you show people what's going on, how it's going on in your business, the more trust and connection, deeper connection you get to your customers. So there is no rule on how much you should reveal and how much you should keep for yourself. Of course, there's some things you should keep for yourself if you're not into, 100% transparency. But it's better to say more than to say less, I guess.
Yes. Absolutely. And another thing that is really good to show and talk about, no matter if you're just starting out or if you're established, that's behind the scenes. Bring your camera. Today is so easy with a smartphone. The quality on the camera, it's good enough. You can use it for all your recordings, audio and video. And when you visit a supplier, when you meet with suppliers, when you go to a fair, when you meet with or visit a manufacturer, bring your camera, document what you're doing. Take photos, write stuff down. These are excellent topics for your blog to talk about. And you can talk about when you visit suppliers, you can talk about why you have chosen these materials and made these certain choices, why they're important to you. Maybe you can even have an interview with your suppliers that you bring up on the blog.
And also, of course, you can talk about behind the scenes in your business, talk about your company, and talk about your entrepreneurial journey, because it is not easy to run a business, and especially not a product business. It's hard, guys, and we know it, and you know it. I bet you all like shaking your heads like, yes, it's crazy sometimes. So talk about that, because the more they hear about your journey, the more they can connect and understand you. And talk about, I don't know, maybe why you named your business the way you named it. What does your name mean? Where does it come from? And why did you choose it? You can also talk about what you're trying to do with your brand. Do you have a specific mission? Do you try to reach a certain customer and that, you solve a certain problem? Talk about that. Talk about unique selling points that you have with your brand. maybe, I don't know, what music are you listening to when you do your work and when you're, you know, focused? And is it hip hop? Is it classical? People would like to know, and they think things like this is, you know, it's like fun to tap into and talk about, and just in general show behind the scenes and maybe at photo shoots. And maybe you don't always have to show the perfect sides of it. Show, you know, when things mess up as well. It's a part of the game, and it's reality. No one wants to see the shiny, perfect things anymore. People want to see the real things.
And when they see the behind the scenes, they will see how much thought and effort you have put into your products and your garments, and they will value them even more.
And this is huge. You're so right on this. Yes.
The obvious thing to talk about, we say you don't have to talk about your products, but you should also talk about your products when you have them on your blog. And you can explain more. This is, I mean, typically when you have a website on or you're a D2C brand, you have this image of your garments, and you have your description and maybe bullet points, what's good. But the blog is an extra outlet to describe them even more, about their features, the design, the thought behind them, for those who are interested can go in there and read even more about them.
And remember, guys, you have to remember that all this that we're talking about, it needs to become a routine. It needs to become a habit. You need to get in the routine and in the habit of recording everything and trying to see things that you could write about. We're giving you lots of ideas here, but you have to make it into an everyday. Create lists with things you can blog about, or see what other brands do. Not necessarily competitive brands with clothing. If check out your favorite brands, what did they talk about? Where, you know, so make it a must for you every day to have this at, you know, in your mind.
And back to the products. You can talk about the products and what people say about them. We have lots of clients that sell a lot on events, and this is a great opportunity to talk to people and take their feedback and actually let other people know what your customers are saying about your products.
You can also talk about history lessons for your type of product. Let's say you're doing jeans. We'll talk about the jean history. Talk about, let's say, if you have, you know, a certain vibe for your products. Punk, I don't know. Talk about that. The history. Where does it come from? What does it mean? What does it mean to you? How do you incorporate it today? How do you want your customer to perceive it? There's tons of stuff you can talk about.
And we talked about that you should document when you meet up with suppliers and manufacturers. And what you can do is to focus even more on the people working there and the other people you work with. You might work with photographers, agents, web developers, and you can see how they are working, how they are working together with you, how your work is affecting the people working at the manufacturers, their families, their communities. What is this doing? You go there and document. It might be in different parts of the world. Include what these people are saying and make it a story about your brand. These are involved in your brand and creating your products. Of course, about your customers and their stories and their testimonials of your products. What are they saying? What's the feedback you're getting from them about your stuff?
Because remember, people buy from people, and it's way more, when it comes to marketing, it's way more important to hear what other people have to say about your products than to kind of, you know, find it when the customer finds it, just happens to stumble upon it.
So we talked about a lot of things here, about people you can talk about, your products, your behind the scenes, the company, lifestyle, mission, vision. But one more thing that you can talk about is...
And the most important thing.
Yes, that's you.
Yes.
You. Who are you?
And you are the face of your brand, whether you want it or not, whether you like it or not. You will always be the most important person in your brand, because you started your brand. It's your mission and vision. It's your values. So whatever, if you like it or not, everything that your brand has at its core is tied to you. But this is a good thing. I know many of you, we hear this a lot from you, but I'm not comfortable. I'm shy. I don't like to put myself out there. It doesn't matter. It's, again, it's something you have to train. Nobody is born with, oh, I'm perfect on camera. No, everybody trains to be good in front of the camera. People train themselves to talk like we do now on podcasts. It's not natural. People train themselves to become good at these things. And so that's something you have to tackle. If you're not comfortable, it's something you have to get over yourself. It's not about you. It's about your brand and how your brand is perceived. And you are way of for your customers to like your brand even more.
And I mean, a blog is an easy way to start. You don't have to put on audio or video. You can just have images, photos, and you can retake those photos 10 times if you want before you publish them. And you can use Photoshop or whatever you want. But it's an easy way really to start to put yourself out there on the blog.
So what do you talk about, Klaus, when you talk about yourself?
Well, I tend to talk about my background and how that's relevant to what I do today and how my experience and what I've worked on previously and how that's useful for me today.
And also, it's for you guys. Talk about what led to you starting your own brand. What happened? What was the moment when you figured, okay, this is what I want to do? All this stuff is super interesting for your customers. And of course, talk about your values and what you believe in. And all things you like. What do you like? And why do you like certain things, of course, that are related to your brand and to your target customer?
I mean, if you want an example, you can go back to our first podcast episode. That's when we talk about ourselves in that one.
Exactly. Yeah, that's a good one. And talk about what inspires you. What are all those inspirational things that motivate you and inspire you, that get you, you know, going and all pumped up and that you want to, you know, create? What is that? What is your thing? Because it's special and it's unique to you.
So as you see, there are so many things that you can talk about and discuss without revealing or talking too much about your products, especially if you're starting out. But this is something, again, that you should start doing already from the start when you're, especially if you work in D2C, but I would say for all brands, it doesn't matter if you own a D2C. You need to be online today to reach more customers and to reach your customers. That's what they're doing today. They're looking at screens.
Mm-hmm. Totally. And back to you and what you can write more about. You can also do maybe a day in your life. What does your day look like at work? What does one day in your brand look like? What are you doing? What is the process? What are your routines? All that is interesting and inspiring. And for example, maybe you can share some personal stories that relate to your brand. Maybe what happened when you were a child, or what happened to a relative, or what happened, I don't know, a dream you had or something like that. If it's related and if it somehow reinforces your story with your brand, then bring that out and put it out into the world. Let people see it. And I'm sure many of you have talked and heard about morning routines and how important a good morning routine is for you to be productive and focused. Talk about your morning routine. Maybe you don't even have a morning routine.
Maybe you have small children at home and it might not be that productive.
But maybe, I mean, then that's fun because you don't have a morning routine and your morning's crazy with the kids and the breakfast and getting all the stuff and the backpacks and all that.
And you're still managing.
And you're still kicking ass with your business. Exactly. So it's talk about that. One last thing, because now we've talked about all the topics, but I want to mention one last thing about why a blog is important and why you should write about your stuff and your people and your journey and all this. It's because this makes you unique. This makes your brand unique because your experience and your journey and your brand's journey is not like any other brand's journey. And today, you guys know, we've said it 1,000 times that today it's more important to be unique than to be better than someone else. It's great to be better as well, but it's way more important to be unique because the market is super saturated. There's tons of brands out there. So people want to find you. They want to find your unique points and point of of saying things and feeling and your inspiration, all that. That's why you need to talk about all this, and that's why it's so important.
That's so true. So when you do this, I mean, we've gone over example today, but do it your way. You don't have to look at everybody else, how they're writing, what they're putting out. Do it your way, because that brings more value to you and brings out what's unique with you and your brand.
And also remember, the person that reads your blog, that's one person. It's not an entire team or a thousand. It can be together, of course, thousands of people reading it, but it's one person. Talk to that one person that's having those pair of eyes on your blog. That's the person you should talk to. That's the tone of voice. You're not talking in the corporate jargon, schmassy, whatever, talking, you know, weird language and hard, you know, sentences. Talk like you're going to talk to your friend or a family member, like you're sitting at a cafe with a buddy. That's how it should be. It should reach the heart. It should be to someone and not like in a stiff way.
And some people say, but it's so hard to come up with things to write. How do you come up with things to write? And I usually respond, you know how to talk, right? Just think about it the same way. If you would be talking now over a cup of coffee or a cup of tea, what would you say? Just don't make it too complicated. Just start writing as if you were talking.
And I mean, if you find it hard to write, then record it and use an app to get the transcript and then put that up. That's easy. You can do it like that as well. Or say, Mom, I need to do this blog. Can I just talk to you about a couple of things? And then you take that conversation and you put it online. I mean, it's easy. You don't always have to do it super complicated.
And we know all this can be overwhelming for many of you to come up with ideas and have a routine around all this, to know when and what to write. So what we have done, we have created a blog special document with a strategy with exact topics. And this is available for all our members in the membership platform. And we know that the enrollment is currently closed, but we're going to open it up very, very soon. In a matter of fact, December 2nd. So make sure you stay tuned to what's happening there. And the best way is to sign up on our website to the waitlist. There's a waitlist you can sign up to there. It's very easy. Another topic that has been very much discussed is social media content. So we have created another tool for you, the 2020 Marketing Content Calendar, full with holidays, fun days, and special days for 2020, including all hashtags that you need to use. And this will be a lifesaver for you next year. You will know exactly what to write, talk, and post about with ease. And it will drop in the membership December 2nd, which is the day we open up the doors for the membership platform enrollment.
So to wrap up about the topics that you can discuss, we talked about the lifestyle. We talked about the company that you can talk about, the values, the mission, and the vision. You can talk about behind the scenes when it comes to your design, your product development, and your business in general. We talked about product and why you should talk about your exact product so you can sell it more. The people, and finally you, because you are the face of your brand and you're the most important person in your brand. And remember, we have much, much more content and how-tos and specific documents and checklists and cheat sheets for these with specific topics in the membership. So if you want this laid out, super simple, you just have to go follow and check out a checklist, and so you don't have to think about it, then it's available in the membership platform. And another thing, guys, that we did stories about this recently, is the Facebook group. Many of you go into Instagram, but you find it hard to follow threads. And there, of course, there are no threads on Instagram, so you find it like hard to kind of keep the discussions going. And so that's why we have the Facebook group. So go join the Apparel Entrepreneurship Friends Facebook group. It's open, so go in there if you want support.
Well, it's free.
It's free.
But I will let you in. Don't worry.
Yes, but it's free. It's not only close to the members in the membership, so you can still join. And what's great there is that people gives great support. We are in there every day. You can put a lot of questions and keep the threads going. And it's also an accountability place where you just have support. And it's, you can have better discussion in Facebook.
Yes, and we're doing lives in there from time to time. And we're going to do even more lives in there.
Because of this reason, because you find it easier to stick to Facebook and because it's easier to follow threads and keep the discussion going.
Yes.
That was it for today. We really appreciate you taking your time to listen. We really appreciate you being a part of this fantastic community. You have no ideas how much your kind words and your feedback means to us. And so a big fat thank you for that. So that's it. Bye for now. Have a great day and speak to you next week.
Bye.